Once again, good evening. Mark Stanton Welch here. This is Tools for the Times. We are in Block 4, Session 1, 7-14-21. This is the 22nd session that we have been in, actually 23rd, actually more if you want to count the doubles that we started doing after as we entered into Block 3. So what a journey it's been thus far. So tonight, as we look at accessing and using guidance, at least the second experience with it, that will be informational as well as experiential, and looking forward to an interesting experience tonight. I'm going to start off with a little more music, and I'm going to apologize first of all. I'm out of my element. I'm up in Renton, Washington, and I'm out of my normal element of where things are placed and whatnot, and so I'm a little tiny bit scattered here, and a couple things haven't turned out the way that they were intended in terms of how they're showing up on the website. And I will say that the additional activity section is a bit incomplete, and it will be fleshed out by the morrow and by the time that you actually get the recording link, which you really actually already have because you have access to the page. You can go ahead, if you know what you're doing on this, to refresh the page, and chances are the very last things that I posted about 3 minutes ago in that section called Additional Activities will show up. We'll be getting into that later. But first of all, I want particular songs and chants that you do not have in front of you, and strictly want you to be in a receptive state for this. Because guidance is about being receptive. Guidance is about opening up and allowing process to take place. And of course, you are in a position where you can regulate and control the kinds of guidance that come in. And we'll look at that element of it tonight in terms of really establishing a safe space for yourself and a receptive space, and that there are certain things that you can keep in mind as you work with what is considered guidance in its many forms. Some do not require the elements of, we'll call it safety and protection, but when you start working with and calling in certain spirit guides and external energies that are there for your support, there are certain protocols that we'll just call it in the old George Bush words, prudent. We'll use our prudence and go ahead and set up a strategy and be aware of how we can go ahead and set the frequencies so that we can be sure that what we're receiving is something in alignment with us. Now, as I say this, I don't want to stir the pot in any way and cause any concern, but I will also say that there are so many different kinds of guidance that one can access from within and without, as we started to look at last week, that one doesn't even have to go into the external realms and begin calling in spirit guides. Having said that, the higher your vibration raises, the more you will begin to have access, sometimes just by the very fact of frequency, and they'll start to show themselves to you in gentle ways, but ways that are designed to get your attention. The bottom line in all of this is that we are not alone. We never have been alone. And unfortunately, and for the purposes that we could spend days on talking about, we have been steered to the belief that we are separate beings. Nothing could be further than the truth. And what reinforces and supports the foundation of our capacity to make connection with others is that we are not alone. The very design of the cosmos is such that there is support for all of its beings. Support in terms of a greater awareness, access to all the information and tools necessary to live a life fully, no matter where one is in the cosmos. We happen to be in the prime spot, the planet Earth, that is such a magnificent domain and magnificent plane, and it is so desirable to be here because of the extra manifestations of possibilities that exist here that really do not exist in some other places, most of the other places in the cosmos. So, consider the fact that we have chosen to incarnate in a place that is the prime real estate, and do know that, unfortunately, up until now, we have not been given the keys to the kingdom. And in the process of opening the guidance, as well as all the other 21 tools we have looked at so far, we are finding that we are oh so much more than we ever allowed. And still 22 lessons and sessions into it, there is still that hesitation. There is still that sometimes unwillingness to go ahead and really truly believe and allow the truth of our being to unfold. That is changing. The deeper we go into the information, the deeper we allow the information to do its work, and the more we get out of our own way based upon our past programming, we find that so many of these new learnings and new awarenesses are strictly safe and peaceful, although they do stir the pot. We're following a design here, and we're following the idea and the knowing that this universe is a beautiful place, that it is a safe place, it is a nurturing place, because it is designed and built upon the foundation and vibration of love, the big love that permeates all things and really does not allow harm to take place. Okay, so having said all of that, all of these things and tools for the times are designed to clear away the energetic debris, opening up to allow guidance to come to us, and then to be willing to trust and respond is really what's the undercurrent of this particular session for these last 2 weeks, including tonight. The guidance is worthless if we aren't willing to check it out. If we aren't willing to trust that something bigger is happening to support us into a grander awareness at a quicker time than if we were to go ahead and be the detective and walk the path step by step by step. Your continual choice to show up for yourself continues to be a testament to the cosmos and a strong invitation for new energies to continue to come in to support you, to give you new awareness, to support the application of the awareness, and to support the experience that happens as a result of the application. The process of expansion is very magnificent. It involves some whirlwind trips and tours, sometimes of plateauing out to just strictly enjoy, and sometimes where it feels like we're slipping down the slippery slope into a place that we have not wanted to go. And yet somehow we know that in that slip and slide that we are absolutely ready to deal with anything that comes along. You've been empowered by information. The information itself has reactivated elements within you that perhaps you may or may not be even aware of right now. Perhaps you don't trust your power. Perhaps you don't trust your capacity to be oh so much more than you have allowed. But it is there. And it awaits the moment where you call upon it to be fully present for you. Okay, enough of an introduction on that. I'm going to go ahead and just set some mind tones. By the time you get the information with the link tomorrow, these songs will be in there as far as lyrics, and you can go ahead and call them to your own use if you so desire. So I invite you to pretty much just relax, open up, become aware of your feet on the floor. Become aware of just straight above your head, about an arm's length ahead, the earth, soul star chakra. The earth star chakra about 18 inches below your feet. And the conduit, the tube of energy that connects them to the two of those through the heart. And the flowing of the vibration from above and the flowing of the vibration from below that meet in the heart and mix to create a magnificent chamber that expands out to encompass your entire body, that allows you to be open and receptive to your power, to the presence and the information and the guidance that is coming in tonight. And around your heart, excuse me, we know that the heart is the center, and anything that comes in is washed through the deeper and higher frequency of love. And in that process, anything that is not in that vibration is cleansed and cleared and released. I invite you to go ahead and speak your true name, your first, middle, and last, and to do that 7 times. Here we go. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So, with a few Hung Vajra Pays to also amplify the support and the condition of protection around us, we set ourselves off into a new experience tonight. Hung Vajra Pay, Hung Vajra Pay, Hung Vajra Pay, Hung Vajra Pay. Open me up to Source and all the guides and angels. Open me up to drink the light that fills us all. Open me up, reveal the path of my true purpose. Open me up to unify me with the One. Between the heavens and the earth, within my heart space, I shall dwell here in this holy land of love. In the knowing and the grace, I shall find peace, and I will place the crown upon this breath of God. I am, I am. Open me up to Source and all the guides and angels. Open me up to drink the light that fills us all. Open me up, reveal the path of my true purpose. Open me up to unify me with the One. Between heavens and the earth, within my heart space, I shall dwell here in this holy land of love. And in the knowing and the grace, I shall find peace, and I will place the crown upon this breath of God. I am, I am, I am, I am. And so it is, a conscious invitation, a conscious invitation to allow us to be a receptive frequency, to allow the specifics that are meant for you alone to come in. You alone, I love that. You alone to come in and be present for you. Guidance is a process of receptivity as well as activity. The activity is to make the request. As we call out, we open up conduits, we open up channels of information and technique and skill that is bequeathed upon us that enters through a variety of means, and it is an active process. Having said all that, we can create a very receptive state and be receiving, but the action in that is that we set the state of receptivity in order to then allow the receptivity to come in. The guidance in many ways, as I've said, would be useless or relatively unimportant unless we chose to act upon it. Now, to say that we act upon it is not necessarily to treat it as gospel, because it is necessary and absolutely required that we use our discernment and our capacity to look at and experience what comes in and see if indeed it resonates and works for us. It's a fine line of riding the edge of trust and the edge of the capacity of being prudent and using your own discernment, and then making a decision and acting upon that. Guidance can come in so many different forms. It soon becomes sport for us to figure out how it's coming in and to notice the nuances of the gifts that are being bequeathed us almost with each breath. So, this is a particular chant that is going to actually invite energies to be present for us. It's called I Am Calling. I am calling out to you, Particular chant, if you will, in that the sense is we are calling ourselves and all of our elements to come back to the place of the I am that we are. The guidance comes in many ways, and in some ways it's a shamanic process of gathering the soul parts, of gathering the pieces we have dropped along the way based on circumstance. By putting this energy out, we call back these pieces of ourselves to create the whole. And in so doing, all the guidance that can support us comes along with us to help us integrate, to help us understand, to help us become higher frequency again. And to realize that in that place of center that we are not determined by others' perceptions of who we are. That indeed we stand in the frequency of the I am that we have become, and we have become by reclaiming that which we are, knowing full well that in this love-based frequency, we do not create distortions for anyone in the cosmos, because our vibration is much too high. And in that process, we know that we are indeed a good, good being and a good, good person. In the process of going for guidance and reaching for guidance, it seems to be necessary to get out of our way. One of the primary means of accessing guidance has been to reach a meditative state. Not necessarily to engage specifically in a particular form of meditation, but to reach a meditative state which is a lower frequency vibration that allows us to increase and expand our capacity to receive. It is in the silence, it is in a space of receptivity that is very, very conscious on many, many dimensions. And this is what we are being asked to do to create the state of receptivity. And in that place, we can hear the guidance that comes by stilling the mind and stilling the distractions. I turn off my mind, I let go what's nagging me, I tune in to my breathing, get out of my way, and all of my worries are fading. It's me and God, just me and God, right now. Right now, I turn off my mind, I let go, hanging me, I tune in to my breathing, get out of my way, and all of my worries are fading. It's me and God, it's me and God, just me and God, right now, right now, right now. At some point, the baggage that accompanies the name God will just fade away. Because underneath the baggage of the attachment of how we perceived it, how we've been manipulated or controlled or whatever by that frequency of however it showed up, we will begin to see that we are releasing all of that debris to be able to stand in the frequency of the ah. The main part of the God sound is the ah, which is the heart-opening frequency, and the sound of the heart being tapped. So, to use those words, at some point, we let go of the debris. And that, in a sense, is what this whole course has been about. There's one section in this particular block, no, in this particular one section in the session. We looked at it last week. It was it was guidance from my moments of living. And there's an old saying in the New Thought community that my life is my message. In other words, what shows up for me is the very grist for the mill in that moment. And if I pay attention and leave the distractions of down the road or back up the path, I will find the greatest gift that I could possibly want in that moment. Because it is a gift and a treasure from the higher source and the higher self, the source connection, that is giving us exactly what is necessary to increase our clarity to the capacity it's capable of in that moment. So a while back, I have a song called My Life is My Message. I want to include this here. And once again, we're just working frequency with these particular chants, songs, and mantras. I shall let my light go shining through my deeds and words. My life, it is my message. My life, it is my song. To this light I pledge my moments. Bless this path. Thank you. I am here to love and learn. I am here to serve. I shall let my light go shining through my deeds and words. Life, it is my message. My life, it is my song. To this light I pledge my moments. Bless this path I'm on. Bless this path I'm on. Bless this path. Much will change at the point we decide that what's before us, in front of us, around us, is the very best thing that we can deal with. Thank you for that. The clock struck just at the right time. You can see that the whole journey we've taken is about paying attention. It's about trusting the foundation and the design more than the experience itself, or at least the programmed experience of how we were taught to believe, and opening up to the new information that comes in and delivers itself. In exercising the will center and the capacity to use discernment, we are able then to pick and choose the guidance that resonates with all three of the main centers, which is the heart center, the mind center, and the belly center, or the sacral center, in terms of where these particular areas and nerve bundles are that are the receptivity and then action-producing areas within us. The clearer we get, the easier it is to feel, and the easier it is to recognize the truth when it is there. And this is the place where we're headed. You know, to enter guidance in the beginning might be a good thing because we want to have information. But the depth of the guidance is so profound that it might be pretty overwhelming and might send us down some track that triggers a fear-based element from childhood about receiving guidance and having it discounted by the parental units around us. So we take a slow boat that carries us to these moments in time where we have enough information to know that there's oh so much more and that the guidance can be received easily. I'm going to go ahead and make an invocation to one of the Ascended Masters here, and this Ascended Master is Serapis Bey, who oversees pretty much the root chakra and the foundation of the elements that are happening within us. An invocation is to call for a frequency to be dispensated upon us, to be bequeathed upon us, to give the energy that it holds to wash through us and clear out anything unlike it. The Ascended Masters, as well as the Archangels, as well as the angelic energies, et cetera, as we'll see tonight, are all in alignment with giving us opportunity to step out of some of the limited thinking and the patterns that have been put into place. New information spreads like a computer virus through the old program and replaces it with the new X's and O's and the zeros and ones of computer programming, in a sense, to give us an immediate capacity to experience the now in a new flavor. Ideally, with less fear and more trust and a greater capacity to expand and embrace the more of what is there. So, let me see if I can get this particular call to Serapis Bey for that energy to be bequeathed upon us as we continue the journey tonight. Serapis Bey, bathe me in the white ray. Serapis Bey, bathe me. Keep me solid on earth to let the flame ascend to purity, joy.
joy and discipline. Guide thee, I am light, from root to crown, so pure I'll live the here and now. Serapis Bay, bathe me in the white rain. Serapis Bay, bathe me in the white rain. Keep me solid on earth to let the flame ascend through purity, joy, and discipline. Guide thee, I am light, from root to crown, so pure I'll live the here and now.
So you see these invocations to these ascended masters, and in a moment the Elohim, they are vehicles that will make specific requests for specific elements. This is a very powerful process in terms of seeking guidance. You're not only asking for information, but you're asking for a vibration. And in making requests for the vibration, it replaces any misinformation and any lower vibration that would be there. It's a powerful and conscious thing to do. Now, you do understand that in order to make this work, you have to at least be relatively open to the idea that there are such things as angelic beings and ascended masters. So you see that the whole section on belief, the session on beliefs and being able to shift the paradigms and the perspectives that we carry is essential to be even open to the idea that guidance is there. If we were held in the old paradigms, we would not be receptive. We would be ruled pretty much by fear, and we would not trust that something would be there, or we would think it would be a Hollywood version that would be Freddy Krueger or God knows what that is there really only to bring us harm. In other words, anything that we don't have experience with is there to create harm, which is a process that has been built into the cells of most of humanity. Erroneously, purposefully, and pointlessly at this point, because that is what's shifting. We have archangels, and the archangels themselves carry a frequency. When you talk about Archangel Michael, you talk about Raphael, you talk about Uriel, you talk about Gabriel, you talk about Zadkiel, the major seven archangels and the host of others. Each has characteristics that they are resources for. They have certain capacities of what they're able to do, and when you beseech them or call them forth with the intention of receiving that assistance, they are bound by the law of the cosmos to show up for you. So to call forth Archangel Michael to protect you wherever you go is a wise use of your time. To put a cocoon of light or safety around your home whenever you leave it and ask Archangel Michael to plant the legions there to protect the energy is a good use of your intention and your time. To ask for healing through the hands of Raphael, to bring forth energies that support energetically the clearing of any debris that is not true to you is a good use of your time and a good use of your intention. So you can see that calling forth angelic energies, especially archangel energies, is a very conscious and a very specific request. If you're really into this, you can get into any of the Doreen Virtue books and go into all the depth of the elements that she seems to have connection with in relation to the angels. Sometimes it may appear too new agey and become like a Saturday Night Live sketch that's about the angel that in some ways not being willing to do anything without consulting the angelic energies. So we've made jokes on these tours that we used to do about the angel of the toilet paper roll and the angel of washing the face and the angel of popping the pimple. You know, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? It's the parody of guidance going completely off the wall and to an extreme. The whole point of the guidance is to empower you and to give you back your capacity to be a fully conscious, fully aware, and in full capacity being to experience fully the dimension you find yourself in currently, and then to explore all the others that are available to you in this moment in time. It isn't about creating dependency. It's about creating autonomy, freedom, and the capacity to choose wisely based upon that which serves a greater good. It comes down to that. So we call upon those archangel energies for specific purposes. The songs that came out for them, I'm not going to do one now, but it's very interesting. All they needed to hear was their name. And every one of the archangels had a feminine energy counterpart that was the balance for that frequency. So the songs had to contain both of their names. But below them are the Elohim, and the Elohim are what's considered the lesser angels, but they are the one that actually do the dirty work, if you will, the dirty work. They actually put things into motion. They take these energies and they deliver them to the hearts of you and me. And it is these dispensers of the actual frequencies that we call upon in this next invocation for Elohim, Arcturus and Victoria, again, a masculine-feminine pair in accordance with the laws of the cosmos of that kind of an arrangement. Arcturus and Victoria, Elohim to Saint Germain. Arcturus and Victoria, to serve and radiate the violet flame. Blessed teachers, bring me freedom, kiss of mercy, free my soul. Blessed I am to thy witness, cleanse all past pain and make me whole. Now make me whole. Oh, 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 oh. Arcturus and Victoria, Elohim to Saint Germain. Arcturus and Victoria, to serve and radiate the violet flame. Blessed teacher, bring me freedom, kiss of mercy, feed my soul. Blessed I am through thy witness, cleanse all past pain and make me whole. Now make me whole. Oh, 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 oh.
So you can see that these very specific requests for these energies can come in so many forms. A song is just another way to do it. A chant is another way to do it. An invocation that is spoken is equally powerful. There's something about the song that speaks on deep levels. And when all these songs dropped in, as I made the request to the various energies, they all had a flavor. And once I get this whole series put together of all the chakras and all these angelic energies and the ascended masters, you begin to see that the various frequencies of the beings who were involved, they are precious, and they are beautiful beings who have their own autonomy, and yet they are immersed completely in the oneness, really is what, and that's the direction that you and I are heading. That in the process of surrendering ourselves to the complete oneness and the all that is, we find in it the necessity for our autonomy and our capacity to carry the frequency that we have always been. What a beautiful arrangement. Dang. I'm just saying. All right, this is an unusual way that we're starting tonight because I'm just putting out these energetic fields. But do know that even though we aren't necessarily doing something together, a lot is going on. I'm creating fertile ground through the songs because the intention through the music is actually infiltrating way more than actually words can do. So I'm going to do a few more of these, and then we'll go ahead and probably end it with the actual ones on the front page there that we introduced last week. See, the moments of living often invite us to get the sense that we're alone in our process. But once again, we are not. We never have been. And the requirement is that we ask for help. And this song addresses that on the hero's journey. Sometimes I feel like there's no one around me, like I've got no one. I'm just on my own. There are angels, mentors, helpers, beings all in line. They love me, and they will be here standing at my side if I just call. I have to call. Yes, sometimes I feel like there's no one around me, like I got no one. I'm just on my own. There are angels, mentors, helpers, beings all in line. They love me, and they will be here standing at my side if I just call. I have to call. So let's call. Come to me, come to me, I'm calling out. Come to me, come to me, come to me, come right now, right now. Come to me, come to me, I'm calling out. Come to me, come to me, come to me, come right now, right now. Sometimes I feel like there's no one around me, like I've got no one. I'm just on my own. There are angels, mentors, helpers, beings all in line. They love me, and they will be here standing by my side if I just call. I have to call. So let's call. We say, come to me, come to me, I'm calling out. Come to me, come to me, come to me, come right now. Come to me, come to me, I'm calling out. Come to me, come to me, come to me, come right now, right now. Right now, right now. It's a beautiful thing, and the arrangement is they come when they are called. Then it is in our heart and our awareness to expand our senses enough to notice the nuances. It's like ripples in the field that we begin to get. By the field, I mean the vibrational field. You sense things, and the clearer you get, the more your skin becomes capable of sensing the subtleties. Not to the point of overwhelm, but it's like just the touch of a feather, and you feel the presence of another energy there that is either in alignment with you or of a lower vibration, in which case you just send it away. It's a beautiful, beautiful process that keeps reflecting itself and showing up as the design. All right, just give me one moment. I'm looking at another one here. I think I'll do this.
Focused in my heart, focused in my work, focused in the service I must do. Focused in my joy, focused in my growth, focused in the service I must do. I'm focused in my vision, focused in my guides, focused in the service I must do. Lead me, always, always take my hand. Lead me, in my purpose I shall stand. Lead me, focused in my heart, focused in my work, focused in the service I must do, focused in my joy, focused in my growth, focused in the service I must do, focused in my vision, focused in my guides, focus in the service I must do. Lead me, always, always take my hand. Lead me, in my purpose I shall stand.
Here is to recognize that our own personal evolution, as much as it is about ourselves, and as much as it is about remembering who we are and then standing fully in that frequency, it is also about the process of serving the greater good of all, contributing to the oneness soup that allows all to have the same opportunity to feel and experience exactly what you are going through, that you are in. And so to walk in the Spirit is to walk with the Spirit and to walk with it, walk with it, walk with it. It's as natural as the next breath. When you begin to walk the street, wherever you go, knowing your host and your posse is with you, all of those energies, all of those beings that are really there to make your moments sweeter, smoother, more powerful, more profound, more energizing, all of those things. So the focus of where we put our attention is the key element here that begins to cause things to happen. Because remember, long ago, we looked at spiritual law about where we put our attention. And where you put your attention is what begins to manifest into the forms of the next moment for each of us. So if I focus in my heart, focus in my work, focus in the service I must do, focus in my joy, focus in my growth, focus in the service I must do, focus in my vision, focused in my guides, focused in the service I must do, and lead me. Always, always take my hand, lead me in my purpose, I shall stand, lead me. Of course, we allow the process to take place. We allow the leading to take place because we surrender and trust what we're calling essentially is our own higher self. And when we allow the higher self to do his or her work, we have the connection. And in that process of having that connection, all is well. So finally, let's go back to the page, the blue page underneath the little girl. And please recall that the picture up top there, I had to change that picture. This is actually from the CD Ask Your Guides, but it's a perfect one here to go with it. It used to be this woman. I could not get the picture to reveal what was underneath it, although that's exactly what it was doing when I saw it. But when it posted, it must have been something attached to the picture. So I wasn't able to get it to work, and I let it go. So let's just go ahead and move into this next phase. There's a little tune right at the top there under her. It says, Angel, circle around my life. Gently whisper the words, bathe me in pure light. Angel, circle around my life. Gently whisper the words, bathe me in pure light. Angel, circle around, around my life. Gently whisper the words, bathe me in pure light. Angel, give me back my voice. Drinking water and singing at the same time, although it sounds like a really good trick, doesn't seem to work physiologically. So we move on. Check into your vibration. See where you are. See what feels. See what's going on with you. And let's move now to information. We took a good deal of time working through that particular vibration, but I really believe, and you can certainly give me feedback on this, that we've done some beautiful things with creating an energy and a vibration that will be a magnet in itself in bringing about the intentions of each one of those songs. So let's go to the guidance from my higher self and my DNA. And here it says, we are overseen by our own higher self. This godly element of us dwells energetically in the ethers as it functions as the energetic liaison and messenger between planes of existence, between levels of vibration, and between source and the personal expression of the I am that I am expressing as me. Much of the earthly journey is about remembering and then accessing this understanding and connection. The higher self orchestrates the forms of our moments as much as we are willing to allow it and respond to and with it determines the depth of our experience and the grandness of our adventure of life in this current incarnation. The higher self has been called many things. Some say it's the soul. And right now I'm blocking on all the other many things that it's called. So maybe there's only two things it gets called, the soul self, the higher self, the connection, Some call it the source. It really is the direct line from the source energy itself that is attuned to the frequency of us. And its sole purpose is to oversee our moments by bringing, magnetically attracting, the elements that are necessary to get us to fulfill the purpose of our incarnation. And with that in mind, it would follow that whatever shows up is indeed the best thing. So rather than resisting, and do know that your level of resistance has diminished greatly because of the work that we've done through these 21 weeks, or these 21 sessions so far, because we've taken and diminished and released the energetic residue, the energetic debris that was the visceral reason for reacting to life the way we had done up till now. And in this point, clearing all of that allows us to respond and flow very differently through our moments of living. So there is much less resistance to the forms as they come in. So rather than doing the, oh God, no, doing the victim of life element, then what we are able to do then is to go, well, hello there. What do you have for me? What is the gift of this experience? Honoring, of course, the feelings that come up as a result of the forms of what's going on, but being able to step aside as that flow of energy moves through us to then begin to look at what's really going on here and to get and to grok the fullness of the experience itself, because we know that our higher self is not playing games with us, that this really has something for us. As a higher self is designed to guide us through our moments, it is absolutely necessary that we learn to trust quickly its capacity and its reliability. Acting upon the heartfelt impulse guidance serves to strengthen the fluidity of its support. It always has our best interest in mind, and because it has the capacity to always oversee the big picture, the guidance is just what is needed to bring us into the port of our whole self safely. Having said that, the guidance may often fall outside of the realms of our normalcy or understood world and call upon us to make mighty leaps of faith, having no idea where the action will lead. And we don't know for whom the bell tolls, because it tolls for thee. As in all these higher frequency tools, your willingness to be spontaneous in action builds the muscles to make it work even more powerfully, consciously. Cultivating this loving relationship is essential and foundational. This, in a sense, is the whole point of the guidance process. It is the purest and best guidance that we have going for us, better than any archangel, better than any ascended master, better than any sylph or undine in the elemental world, better than any plant or power animal, better than any angelic energy that comes in, or deity, because it is absolutely in line with the I am that I am expressing as you and expressing as me. So there are no mistakes in that process, but it's a process of trusting. Remember that we explored the DNA and its current evolution much earlier in this course and found that its profound impact is a constant source of guidance and application, consciously and unconsciously. The awakening upper strands of the DNA integrate us with the multidimensional cosmos without and within. The depths of our being are aligned and in relationship with the far reaches of the outer world, mutually serving the reawakening to the ultra picture of the grand design. Tapping into and then fully utilizing the connection and knowledge is the ticket to the stars. The most profound thing that I can remember as far as the activity, and it was so simple when we were looking at the DNA, was just to start talking to it. It responds immediately to our intention and our request. As we begin to look at what unfolds for us, what's going on in the inside, we can direct the DNA to go ahead and bring life force to an element, a place that's suffering, a place that is compromised. We can bring, get the DNA to call back into the frequencies of time and space to pull information out that we have forgotten, to find out what the lineage is that has brought us to this moment of time, to find out what is the past life connection, or how will this impact me down the road in the future. Do you begin to see that what's entering the realm of science fiction here is really going to become science fact, because the shifting is occurring at such a pace that we will be revealed to ourselves in a relatively short time. Being open to all of this is what it's about. Entertaining the possibility that it is true is what it's all about. Acting and responding to the form of the moment or the inspiration of the moment, and to take the diversion off the beaten track, is what this time in our course is about. The design, again, and I've said this so many times, is impeccable, and it is there for us to take advantage of and to embrace and to utilize and to live as if, to live in those frequencies. To communicate with the DNA is to call forth new skills that we've yet to learn, is to call forth all the information, like going on to Google and having it immediately available. The DNA, all 12 strands with one another in the now. They flood through. It's like the swarm of the blackbirds. And I'm forgetting the name of that, a murmur, I believe it is, where they all move as one. This is the way the DNA works within us. The guidance is impeccable from what it comes for. We have the capacity to direct it. Create relationship with that part of you. Let it be science fiction for now. Get some pictures of the DNA and post them around. And begin to tune into these elements of yourself that will allow you to get exactly what you need in this breath and in this moment. Cryon was a great resource in looking. You notice I did not go to scientific treatises because they are behind. So it says DNA is the antenna of the body, listening for the profundities of your epiphanies, the breakthroughs in the tight fabric of fear and frustration. It measures the heights of your joy, the peaks of your passion, and sees the smile on your face as you finally understand that the pathway to God has always been open and available to you. It responds by orchestrating cellular structure to enhance who you are and to complement your life here on earth. It uses each layer of its own magnificence in the perfect ways that will create the soup of healing, a confluence of love creation, and an honoring of the human being's intent. Finally, human beings are beginning to understand the mastery within. And this was 6-7 years ago. So much has occurred since then. I say revisit Block 2, Session 6, the DNA Revelation, and reread it to trigger the deeper experience with it. Invite the new information to seed your cells and consciousness. Let your DNA be a communicative vehicle that guides you in moving forward, outward, and inward to clear away any misinformation and energetic debris and align you with your own all that is. It takes openness and awareness. Pay attention and begin to interpret through the eyes of a complete, reunified, active DNA. Act as if you had it all in the now. Let it reveal itself to you and dance with the incessant forms that will spontaneously birth before your being. This is the precious gift that will melt away any expression of resistance. Yeah, it was a poetic way to say pay attention and start following as if. Why not? Why not? You can keep showing up in whatever way you want to the details of your life and the forms they are in the quote-unquote normal world that you're carrying on, and at the same time, you can expand out and begin to experience these more expansive things, and then see how they merge with and how they enter into the field of how your life is showing up. All that's going to happen is that things are going to expand outward. Your experience of the moments as you're used to will expand to show you the oh so much more that is there. They'll expand to show that there's greater meaning in the moments and how things show up. There's deeper connection, more profound interactions between all of the pieces and the elements, and that nothing is in there to bring you damage or to harm you. With an active sense of wonder that comes out of this and a warm and beautiful imagination and an anticipation about the glory of life, it sure is a different way of dealing with things. And who wouldn't want that? Well, obviously, a lot of people who don't know about these things, well, they don't know. So it's not saying that they don't want it. See, it all comes down on one level. As you take care of yourself with the information that's been given you, and that you pick and choose what works for you and how you want to apply it, and listen and allow, and then take action upon these elements, and reframe and reestablish and bring your new frequency into existence. And then you just show up in that all the time. And in that frequency that is you, it begins to impact every energetic being that comes around you, raising the collective vibration of all who come into your field. And it's not like you're out there to lead the lemmings. It's not like you're the Pied Piper from Hamelin where everyone follows you. It's not an ego-based process. It's just you living fully that then gives permission for the triggers within every living being to activate so that the remembering happens. You see, all we're doing with courses like this and others in the world who are doing it is providing a new pathway. Nothing more. There is no responsibility to make the world a better place. What the world needs now are all of these songs about, gosh, if only, you know, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. All right, all these songs. It really is just about you being you. And then really finally fully experiencing the bliss of the dimension. Nothing is here to overwhelm. That's the key. It's here to confront or perhaps stir the pot and invite you to release resistance. And that may feel like overwhelm, but always in the bigger picture. And if it gets confusing, we seek guidance. Mr. Wizard! Mr. Wizard! What's going on? And then he says, drizzle, dazzle, drazzle, drone, time for this one to come home. And there you go, right back into the safe arms of your own I am-ness, knowing full well, it's like, wow, what an adventure. I want to go back there tomorrow. Remember, the DNA carries the heredity of your parents' biology, your karmic blueprint, your astrological blueprint, the entire Akashic record of all your lifetimes and incarnations on this planet, the sacredness of God as represented by your higher self. Yes, remember, the higher self is contained in the upper strands of the DNA, a profound connection to soul and spirit that is the constant companion. So get it, you are not alone, but a constant companion to the cosmos and all it contains. The guidance is from everywhere and is always spot on. Your trust is the lubrication for the machinery of manifesting the complete life. How much do you want it? Say yes. Start listening with all of your being right now. You will not disappoint you. Take a breath. Angel, circle around my life. Gently whisper the words, bathe me in pure light. Always like a little child we are, wrapped in the sense of wonder and the inherent and incessant trust we have for all of the forms of life. God, it silences me for a moment there to remember back to that point of trust that was just unequivocal. Let's look at the guidance from your frequency-aligned beings. Each living being is a frequency by design and signature. This wholeness frequency is the ideal state. Moments of living and incarnational experiences and choices impact the frequency, typically reducing it to a lower vibration. The journey of life includes the awareness to tend one's frequency. This must be relearned for most, This new awakening then initiates a remarkable journey that challenges, pushes, expands, heals, and empowers the one into full conscious awareness, remembering, and application. The success of the journey is inevitable for all, but there is no timetable for its duration. This is useful. It's easy to cast aspersions and judge others and say, well, they'll never make it. Look how far down the path they are. They don't even have a heart. Goodness gracious. But that's not what it's about. It's recognizing that everyone is just somewhere else along the path, just somewhere along the way. And in that process of moving towards their own awakening, we have the compassion and the understanding about the power of our influence to be true to ourselves and thus impact anyone we come into contact with. Can you allow that to happen? Can you allow yourself to be in the frequency of simply being you, period? Once you reach a certain state of vibration, like you are, it's just not okay. It doesn't resonate for you to be a butt. It might be fun and sporty for a moment, but it just doesn't work anymore. I guess there was no other way to put it. The success of the journey is inevitable, and the duration and the time frame and all of that there's no way to measure it. The forms arise out of the choices made in the now. The clearer one is, and the more aligned the decisions that will be made for, they will lead to a smoother path that spirals out of the great forgetting. This is a theme that runs through all of these sessions. The more you do it, the more it gives. The more you pay attention and apply the new perspectives, the more they deliver and the more they reveal. Sure, we don't have to do a darn thing and just receive the calls and then put it all to bed, and we'll have raised our vibration in a pretty profound way. But just look what's waiting for you. Just look what the opportunities are that are calling you. And just look at the expansive living that can occur in this dimension that allows you to step out of it and to be completely immersed in it and to be a fully functioning being in the way it is. The design assures that you are not alone. All along the journey, there will be frequency beings who will come and go. This is important to know. Yes, some will stay and accompany you and advise you and assist you until you reach your mountaintop. There are those aligned to the true frequency no matter what happens to diminish it. They will be present through thick and thin to assist you in keeping your eye on the personal prize. They are constant companions and friends who know you and your tendencies and your potential. And these are unseen and seen beings, friends that exist or energetic beings that just walk by your side waiting for you to have the capacity to see them as such. They come and go. Various frequencies resonate with us at the frequency where we are. As we evolve beyond that, those frequencies go off and they work with other frequencies. Your guardian angel is an obvious companion for the journey. This energy form can freely interact with you and intervene your moments, unannounced if need be. However, you can consciously also interact if you desire specific guidance and support on your whole journey home, seeking directions and advice and inspiration. Now, this is a thing that dropped in that I never even considered. Guardian angels is there to keep you safe. Turn the wheel of the car, lift it off of you. But no, you can actually access and have contact and relationship with the guardian angel to direct you even more profoundly along the path that you're on. It's like getting a shortcut. Why not? And working in cahoots with the higher self, what a powerful duo. There are guides and teachers aligned to you who are available by your call. They may be situational or event-driven. They may provide insight to your current status, steer you in making a decision, walk with you into a new situation or relationship, be playful companions to lighten up the moments, assist you in planning or research about a pathway. They align and serve for as long as necessary and are then released. The Elohim and lesser angels can also be conditioned specifics of your journey. Asking for help is necessary to activate their assistance due to the free will agreement. It's important that we realize that the frequency of us, there's two things going on. One is like the atomic clock within us that always has the frequency of our wholeness. And there are certain beings and energies that are aligned to that and will be there through the whole journey. And then there are others who are aligned to the frequency of your own evolution. In other words, as you progress and raise your frequency towards that atomic clock point, there will be various energies along the way that will help you in to move to the next phase. Way cool. Way cool. There are specific nature spirits that resonate with your frequency, particularly your power animal. The animal is aligned with inner components that you possess or seek. They empower you and inspire your deeper courage, strength, and intuition. You can consciously call or notice when they come in because they have a message or an instruction. I'm in cahoots with red-tailed hawks. And back where I come from in the Central Coast of California, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen motorcycle riders, or maybe you are one, but when they go by one another and pass going in opposite direction, they have this little special hand gesture they do, like, hey, buddy, it's a connection. I do that with the red tails. Every time I see them, I do that little motorcycle thing because I know they're there for me. They can manifest out of nowhere, and all of a sudden there's one on the wire. There's one right there. I just came around. He wasn't there, and there he is again. There's two of them circling overhead in the sky. I hear them calling in the forest. Sometimes they'll come up over a pass that's between the coast and then the inner towns that are there, and there'll be one helicoptering right up there just as I pass over. And then as soon as I pass, I see in the mirror he drops off and heads back down. Those aren't accidents. And then occasionally I'll see one, you know, that became a roadkill in the road, and it breaks my heart. And I see the sacrifice that was made to give me a message. And I always ask, give me the message. What is it? What is it? And sometimes it drops in, and sometimes it's really just a matter of me reaffirming the connection. It helps me to live larger. It helps me to live in a greater experience of the dimension that I'm in. Call upon these puppies. The larger soul group, which is a greater community of like frequency incarnates, are always available by request to walk with you as you need. They can help to soften the moments and help you feel that you are not alone. They may show up as messages, as strangers, as known friends, archetypal images, as relatives, to stir a deeper inner knowing that interconnects with all of them. It's as if it's a very close frequency. It's like a chord on the guitar. There are certain notes that resonate. A soul group is a group of notes that resonate, and the incarnate frequencies usually find a way to keep hanging out with one another. And it may just be passing. It may be that you all got on the plane at the same time. And there it was, and it was a beautiful flight. Or it may be that in the shopping line, you're standing there, and you feel really comfortable next to someone. There's all kinds of ways for that to show up. And what happens is when they come in, they remind you of your true form. They remind you of the essence of you, and they bring you back to that place. Much like speaking your name, in a sense, they bring you back to your template. They remind you and say, hey, you remember? Remember who you are, and then they're gone. The stimulation triggers a design template of the I am expressing as you, for they have been in relationship with it for incarnation after incarnation. Your inner child self can be a unifying and supportive source that helps you get clear from the energetic debris of the past and assist in creating and maintaining a nurturing relationship that helps balance you and your power. She can assist you in clearing patterns and deepening your personal valuing and self-care capacity, which will give you a solid foundation in integrating your specific moments of living as they arise. An unusual but useful resource is your shadow selves. We did a whole thing on the inner child. This was just a reminder that that is an essential guide and a relationship that is necessary to cultivate because of the potential of what it can do. It brings you home and allows you to function fully in that capacity of being able to have unconditional love for the forms that are coming into your life. This is an unusual but useful resource, as your shadow selves. These are elements of you that have often been judged as less than, that meant to say less than, troublesome, inappropriate, etc. Their characteristics and skill set can be difficult if applied too often and too much. But there are definitely times when you can call on them to support you through a moment and then send them back to a waiting room until needed again. They realize, appreciate, and accept this new supportive role. You know, the great psychological and psychotherapeutic labels that get tossed around that people are so willing to claim, like schizophrenic, like multiple personality, I guess that's the same thing. I'm not remembering the whole list of them right now. But so often these are expressions where the shadow self, in other words, a part of us that was forced through circumstance to create an alternative way of doing things in order to survive, and sometimes was given too much power, and they became, in a sense, what we are, what we perceive ourselves as being. When honestly and in the true sense, they are merely just an element of ourselves that can be called upon, honestly, for a purpose and for a particular skill. If there's a part of you that is an ass, and the ass part of you is the one that actually is capable of taking a stand and letting people know what you think or you feel, in other words, being clear, there are times when that energy of you needs to come in and take over. So the adult part of you, in a sense, regulates the stream of characters that come in. These shadows, they sit in the over there, you know, nicely lined like the, you know, the cotillion dance. They're all on one side of the room. And then you call forth a part, the one that's really anal about taking care of detail because it's tax time. And you call that part of you in to do the work. And once the work is done, you say, nice job. Now go sit down and make sure that you organize the files or give them some menial tasks that takes advantage of their skill. And all the while, you are sitting there having used these elements of yourself. You're not ostracizing, you're not demeaning, you're not throwing them away, killing them, assassinating them. Get rid of the ego, all of these things that have been such tragic directives through the whole therapeutic process over time. We are here about integration, and it's integrating all these parts of ourselves that allows us to have the full gamut of guidance and the understanding of the multiple capacities that we all possess and have. So we bring these elements to the forefront. This is guidance. And consider that any living energy form that finds its way into your field and environment is temporarily aligned with your frequency and path. Houseplants, stones, weather patterns, outside foliage, animal visits, sounds, music, television shows are all called in to provide inspiration, clearing, and information. Accepting this idea and living in the spirit of it may help you to be more comfortable with the forms of your moments. Life befriends you the more you open to this and the flow that accompanies the constantly changing vibration. Essentially, the form, sources, and amount of guidance is mind-boggling. Praise be to the designer of this blessed world inside and outside. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We touched on that in the complete topic just last week when we said your moments of living. My life is my message, and whatever finds itself in my presence in this moment is the perfect vehicle to give me the insight necessary to address the fullness of the moment. Whether it's a plant, or whether it's the light I'm sitting under, or the fire that's going in the fireplace, or the bell that tolls off at certain times to accentuate a point being made, or the color of the hue of the candles against the wall, or whatever it is. Embrace it and enjoy it and be grateful for all of this unification of experience that is there. Why not? Why not? It is so much richer than sitting around bitching and moaning about what's not happening, or wishing and hoping, or waiting, or all of those things that we've been taught to do.
wanting to be somewhere else or with something else or with someone else or doing something else, when all the while the greatest gift we have available to us, the guidance is coming in, is right in front of us. It says, here I am now. Use me, use me, use me. Of course, you've already established the higher self as the essence of you and knows exactly what's necessary to fulfill the intentions set into motion at the point of incarnation. To make all of these resources available to you takes a consistent awareness and a willingness to ask for help. You can be confident in knowing that they are available. The more they are called upon, the more reliable they become. Here I say it again. The relationship becomes fluid, and over time, they actually know when to step in to be at your side in the now moment. Do you hear what I'm saying? At some point, we are so fluid with our guidance that they are there in the instant that we require them to be. Even before we call them, they know to be there. How cool is that? Immediately, there's Francois, or immediately, there is Louis. I don't know where I've got this French thing going on here, but there they are. They're right there to help me and provide me with the skills and the guidance that they know is exactly what I need in this moment. And I flow with it. Thanks, guys. Way cool. And finally, we go to guidance from higher etheric beings, and you're going to have to end up reading a bunch of this on your own and then looking at some of the possibilities. But let's get started on this, because it says the makeup of the cosmic support system is expansive, as we have seen. It is not necessarily designed solely for humans, but rather is put into place to walk all life forms through their personal cycle of remembering. You think we're alone on this path. We're not. I don't care whether you're an alien being. I don't care whatever dimension you're from, we are all in a process of remembering who we are. The earth plane is unique. It's got some components about it, but so are the Pleiades, and so is Omega and the Andromeda and all of these places. They all have their framework and their capacity, and we've danced in them all. Don't be so foolish to think that when you look out at night and see the stars that there's nothing there. Of course there is. So as we open to this, we realize the great cosmic connection, that oneness soup that is there, that we're all a part of, whether we know it or not. The earth plane has very particular elements that call for greater support, however. And to this end, we reestablish the greater awareness of what is available to you and me to call upon. Organized religion diverted the capacity of humans, particularly the ability to access source directly. Establishing go-betweens like priests, holy men, shamans, and bequeathing them with access enabled misinformation and the perpetuation of fear-based control. Believing that the average human was out of contact with source left them feeling helpless and dependent. These new times are helping the masses realize that they do not need an intermediary to receive direct communication. What is required is an open heart and a capacity to pay attention. We actually have a direct link in the form of the higher self. Exercising this channel is the best thing we can do to live fully and in alignment with the flow. Okay, a lot went on in that little paragraph there. It's a remembrance of how it's been, a remembrance of the programming that was told and the cost of that programming and the fact that we're all waking up right now. It is not a smooth process for most people. Most people are still very frightened by the elements that are beginning to reveal themselves because they have so much toxic debris that hasn't been released. Medicine doesn't deal with it. Psychiatry, for the most part, therapy does not deal with the energetic and body-based energies that are held. They're all about the mind and clearing out thinking, when all the while the physical vibration and the essence of those energies that are stuck are still creating the foundation for the reaction to the moments of living, no matter how much therapy we've done. Most people are in this kind of a framework where they don't quite yet know what to do with the energies. But the time is coming when that will change. Even with this awareness, many are not willing to access the channel for whatever reason. Most likely a lack of value, a sense of value. So there's a host of possibilities, other possibilities in the external realms that will assist you in seeking and receiving guidance to assist your journey.
And here they go. And there's a little bit about each of these with the archangels, the angels in Elohim that we've looked at through the songs, the ascended masters, the specific deities from the world religions, interdimensional and space beings, oh no, oh my God, aliens, historical spiritual beings who have been a part of the spiritual historical elements that often people are taught, various channels, your own ancestors, the collective consciousness that exists as a result of the thought patterns by the collective groups, typically in family or in society or in culture or in race. We have access to those and are influenced by those elements of guidance. This is where we develop discernment to decide what do we want to stick with. The Akashic record itself that we've looked at multiple times through our journey. The kingdom beings, being in the plant kingdom and the elementals and all of those pieces that are at keeping us in connection with the earth. Do you get it? We are not alone. There are so many resources available that have specific support information and energies to help us constantly, as much as we would ever need. A step towards it is the process of asking. You can verbally ask, you can open your heart and seek guidance, you can say the words, help me, however you want to do it, you can do it. And I say all of these are accessible in the moment and are available to all. They have no particular allegiance to any one being. That's the thing about these external ones. But rather they serve the greater good and carry the oneness frequency that exponentially expands the unification of all. They come and they go as needed and importantly as called upon. The depth and expanse of your relationship with guides is completely in your hands. The more you call upon it, use it, appreciate it, then the more it serves the greater frequencies of you on multiple levels. Learning to trust the design, both microscopic and macroscopic, is the key to the wholeness that is drawing you home. What was not addressed in this is the additional activities. Please know that by right now it's not fleshed out because there's some key elements in this about dealing with spirit guides. When you go to an intuitive, oftentimes they refer to spirit guides. They'll talk to your spirit guides. When I do work with people, I don't know what they are, but I just get these insights and I just put them out there. Probably they're coming from information for the beings aligned with you. I don't know. And I'm not going to make it up because I don't know. But I act upon the information and treat it as if it's the gospel for now, because it might have relevance. And typically it shows that it does. But the thing is, we have beings and energies at multiple levels. And when you start dabbling in the spirit world, you start inviting different energies to begin to come in. So that, again, like I said in the beginning, there are certain protocols that will be listed in this page. And like I said, you do not have to, look at all that's available. You do not have to go into seeking out spiritual guides and dancing in the dimensions to have angelic beings or et cetera to be there to help you. You can get completely by. And truthfully, it really is all about your higher self. So it's an inside job, and there's a lot of outside help for it. You don't even need to go there. But if you are intrigued by it, and into the wholeness of what is here, then you start working with your spirit guides. You start working with the information that drops in. You start hanging around people who do channeling and begin to see what it's like for them. Begin to quiz them and read about what it is like to have that experience. Why not? Why not? It's capacity we all hold. It's just taking an existing element and letting it move into a different frequency. And the point is that I will list here, there are certain protocols and strategies that you do to set the intention, to set the frequency and the framework for you to begin to actually do this work, how to receive it, how to be open to it, how to respond to it, how to make sure that it's in alignment with where you're coming from, to use your discernment and also use your will center to say no or yes to what is there and what to do on the other side of any kind of interaction. How to protect the frequency of your own I am that I am to make sure that all things are in balance, and how to recognize when certain energies and elements do not serve, and how to say, basically, get out of here. Telling anything to go to the light in the name of any of the great beings, the higher frequency beings, is enough to send them on their way. I send thee off to the, you know, to the light, to send you to the light. Essence, I send you to the light. In the name of the Buddha, in the name of the Muhammad, in the name of the Krishna, I send you off to the light. Be gone. And so it is, and so it is. You can do to clear out the vibration of something that you don't want around. So there's, again, look through this section, but give me a day or so to flesh it out and to make sure that you have all that's necessary there. There are certain resources that I've used. You're applying the awareness is kind of a generalization of a whole lot that I've talked about during this time or during this whole lesson. Be open to guidance, primarily from within, but why not connect with the world? It's there for your dining and dancing pleasure. It has been a delightful night, and I love this particular topic because it's revealed so much to me and expanded how I look through and interact with my moments. I cannot go outside anymore and just be outside. I have to be interacting with everything I possibly can, and everything has information. Okay, we look next week. We start the process of my divine design. Well, that'll be interesting. We've certainly had hints of what it is all along, so let's see if there's new information that comes in, my divine design. And really, each week we'll look at whether we're going to require to have two sessions or the one. Ideally, like we said, the second session was about putting the other into action. Sometimes it's a combination of both. Sometimes there's more information that needs to be given. It's a dance we're doing, and I appreciate your flexibility with it. So we are done for this session. Next week we'll be at my divine design. I'll be coming home from a drive from Seattle down south. I'll be arriving Tuesday afternoon. I will do my work and get something in place before we get there. At the very least, you'll have information. Hopefully, there will be a page that is already put together. If not, then be prepared to receive and to get information on the divine design strictly through the verbal framework here. Just preparing you for that. Give me a little bit longer time tomorrow to get these extra elements into it before you go ahead and access the recording, but it'll all be available at the same link. I am blessed and delighted that you choose to be a part of this. I hope that it serves you. I know that it serves you. I hope that it serves you in large, large ways. I'll stay on for a moment for any kind of comments or questions, and then you are free to return to your life. So it is. All right. We are done now. Blessings.